man, we got to talk about Gwyneth again. I think we're going on 3 days in a row of Gooper Scoopers on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Oh, hello.
And whenever we talk about Gwyneth Paltrow, I'm sorry I didn't give you a heads up on this, Grant, but do you know where it is?
Yeah, we're good to go.
Oh, let's good. Hear. Let's do the Gooper Scoopers.
Here come the Gooper Scoopers. They are gonna find you stuff that's dumb on Goop.
Goopa Scoopa, Goopa Scoopa.
That's just what they do.
Goopa Scoopa, Goopa Scoopa.
There's always stupid stuff on Goop.
You are
what's she
you're such a nerd.
Up to? Oh yeah, I'm a nerd.
I mean, I am too. Just in that moment, it was.
Oh, I know. Why are we scooping Goop today?
I got that. Okay, so remember the other day? I think it was actually on Tuesday or Monday, you brought that story about how she was talking about
or
how
Wednesday,
she treated.
Because it's Thursday. Can you believe it?
I know, right? Yeah. Just time flies. When
I think
you're
we've had
fun.
Two Goop stories this week. You brought one. I brought
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and this is the third one. So this one is in reference to the one you brought, which was the story about how she managed her COVID because she's a long hauler.
I had COVID early on.
Yeah, so like it all.
I'm
kind
an early adopter.
It all exactly. She wants you to know she was one of the first, but not only was she one of the first, she was one of the worst because she is what they call a long hauler, according to herself. But don't worry about it because you guys, she went to see a functional medicine doctor, who
Will Cole.
Yep. Who. Stick a pin in that, who suggested that she take care of her long hauler COVID syndrome by fasting and taking regular infrared saunas and eating a lot of kimchi. She said that she also was on a keto and plant-based diet, and that was all that helped her through this. Well, guess what? Mm. And this is what I love, is England's National Health Service. Mm-hmm. Is not having it.
Okay.
Like Professor Stephen Powis, who's the National Medical Director of England's National Health Service, came out and was like, y'all, no, she's wrong. Don't listen to Gwyneth. He said, in the last few days, I see Gwyneth Paltrow is unfortunately suffering from the effects of COVID. We wish her well, but some of the solutions she's recommending are really not the solutions we'd recommend in the NHS. We need to take long COVID seriously and apply serious science. All influencers who use social media have a duty of responsibility and a duty of care around that.
Mm-hmm.
Like the virus, and this is where I love it. I'm like, gosh, I hope she's sitting down for this. Like the virus, misinformation carries across borders and it mutates and it evolves. So I think YouTube and other social media platforms have a real responsibility and opportunity here. So he's basically like, shame on you, which is kind of what we were saying. So he's on our side.
Yeah, no, he's being
smart.
Science.
Sciency.
Based.
Yeah, because he's a scientist.
Yeah.
Dr. Will Cole, who, by the way, has his own name on a Google search, so he will no doubt know that we're talking about him.
Yeah, if we put it in the notes.
Yep. He is not a sciencey scientist.
He's not a medicine doctor.
A medical doctor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He is a... he has other qualifications mm-hmm. and a doctorate, which allows him to use the title doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But he, if you think, for example, like Dr. Oz... Mm-hmm. is a medical doctor. He is not. And not that that necessarily guarantees you, you know, medical doctors can make bogus claims as well. So mm-hmm. it's like, it's important to not make this about personalities, unless it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right. In which case then
Gwyneth
let's
Paltrow
do that.
needs to be stopped. Here's why. To your point, like this is the thing that's frustrating. There's some really good stuff out there about how, like, because I hate how this creates a black and white situation when it comes to, quote, naturopathy or whatever mm-hmm. you want to call that, like, mm-hmm. stuff that she is often touting. You know, like thought stuff and meditation stuff
and
healthy eating stuff. And yeah, there's like the blatant sticker crap that like is just fundamentally that's, well, I shouldn't even say crap. That's ooey wooey.
Mm-hmm.
But even past ooey wooey, there is some stuff that science may show actually is beneficial.
Sure.
So, you know, like they threw in the diet with the kimchi thing. I'm not going to bore you, but there was like this piece of science, this study about fermentation that people were like, there's something here we need to look at. I don't know what it is. If it turns out that there's any actual science benefiting some, quote, alternative therapies or alternative ways to make yourself, quote, healthier, I realize this is all loaded conversation. My point is, if there's actual science behind anything she's touting, she's doing herself a disservice by putting it out there before the science has been done. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
mm-hmm.
that if the science later comes true, people are like, oh, that's all, you know, that's all Gwyneth Paltrow crap.
Right.
I'm not going to
believe. So then they discount it.
So then they discount everything.
Right.
And it's not to say that a lot of what she's talking about has been discounted by science, jade eggs, et cetera, the list is long. But there could actually be some therapeutical stuff that, or therapeutic, I think is the word, stuff
therapeutical.
That, therapeuticals, she could get some therapeuticals up in here. That might actually have some scientific benefit that will then not. And also, I mean, here's the better example. You wonder why people don't want to get a vaccine.
Right.
It's because you have all this disinformation mm-hmm. or all this, like, you know, I think this is a good idea that's not based in science. So people can't trust what's coming out. Mm-hmm. It creates a cycle of distrust, and that's what's unfortunate.
Right.
It's not that everything that comes out of her mouth, because what she'll say is, well, actually, this one thing I talked about is based in science. Well, yeah, but you're also throwing in all this other stuff that while sounds good, hasn't actually been proven. And until it's been proven, you just are talking nonsense.
It's like when you go to a birthday party and you get like the favor bag, and there's like one good thing in there and the rest is crap.
Wow.
And the one
you
good thing is
you have held
like
on to that for a while.
I'm just saying. But here's the thing I wanted to share this with you too, because I think it's just fun. Let's go back in time to a time. It was the year 2014 when Martha Stewart threw some serious shade at Gwyneth Paltrow. And I just want to remember that Martha Stewart is the OG of shade throwing. Like, we don't give her the credit she is due.
Yeah.
For like being so blunt and blatant, and what she said in a Harper's Bazaar magazine or article. She did this in Porter magazine. She was asked about Gwyneth Paltrow, and she said she just needs to be quiet.
Oh.
If she were confident in her acting, she wouldn't be trying to be Martha Stewart.
Ooh.
I know, right?
Wow.
It's so shady, and I love it so much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow, Martha Stewart, they're playing for the same audience.
They totally
and so
are.
Martha Stewart is very much trying to, like, go, bing.
But here's the thing. Okay, but here's where, like, my money's on Martha Stewart in this race. Because Martha Stewart doesn't try to give you fake science to go
well, yeah,
with her stuff.
Martha Stewart is doing the lifestyle thing,
yeah.
which is what Gwyneth is doing. But Gwyneth, because there are a lot of very, very wealthy businesses behind her
yeah.
who make money on peddling this kind of stuff, she, you know, has entered a whole new territory.
Yes. Martha went on to say Gwyneth Paltrow, I haven't eaten at Gwyneth's house. I've never seen how she lives. But if she's authentic, all the better. I mean, I certainly hope she is. She wants to be a lifestyle arbiter. Fine, good. I think I started this whole category of lifestyle.
And she kind of did.
She totally did. Also, Gwyneth did a cheap imitation of that by saying she invented yoga and mask wearing.
Yeah. Nice try, Gwyneth.
Yeah. My money's on Martha Stewart at all times. Thank you. All right. When we come back on the Colleen
Except
and Bradley
for when
show,
she's like, you know,
what?
Breaking the law.
We don't need to talk about that. celebs behaving badly. We'll tell you about them after this on My
D-bags!
Talk 107.1.